Let's turn in God's Word to Titus chapter 3. Titus chapter 3, we'll read the whole chapter, verses 1 through 15. Titus chapter 3, verse 1, these are God's words. Put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work, to speak evil of no man, to be no brawlers, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving diverse lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful, and hating one another. But after that, the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which He shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by His grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. This is a faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto all men. But avoid foolish questions and genealogies and contentions and strivings about the law, for they are unprofitable and vain. A man that is an heretic, after the first and second admonition, reject, knowing that he that is such is subverted and sinneth, being condemned of himself. When I shall send Artemis unto thee and Tychicus, be diligent to come unto me to Nicopolis, for I have determined there to winter. Bring Zenas, the lawyer, and Apollos on their journey diligently, that nothing be wanting unto them. And let ours also learn to maintain good works for necessary uses, that they be not unfruitful. All that are with me salute thee. Greet thee that love us in the faith. Grace be with you all. Amen. Those are God's words. And this letter comes to a close that's written to Pastor Titus. We have through verse 8, the more common duties for all of Christians, but it is, again, it's written to Titus, and here he's saying to Titus, instruct the congregation, instruct the believers in the church in these things. And we have in verse 5 the doctrine of the regeneration of the Holy Spirit and how He renews our hearts so that we might believe in Jesus for salvation. And then through verse 14, the teaching pastors should avoid. And then the final greetings. Now friends, if you're a Christian, you ought to be thankful for the mercy the Lord has granted to you in saving you through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. And therefore, because we are renewed in our hearts, those very first verses, we are to put away and turn from every foolish and evil way, and to put on good works according to Christ and His righteousness. Let's pray. Our Father, once again, we're thankful for Your love for us. We're thankful that You teach us Your ways. You call us to turn from every foolish and evil way, all those ways of disobedience and divisions amongst us, rather that we would be united in Christ by in the truth. And so grant us a growing in knowledge of the truth and understanding, but also wisdom. Not merely to store up wisdom to our minds, but that truth would be put in our hearts and work unto a holiness and a godliness and a righteousness that honors You and glorifies You in all things. Father, we pray that Your name would be praised with our lives and through our lives, and that You would perfect all that we do and say and think in Christ Your Son. And Father, we pray that you would be pleased with him and his kingship and his rule and his headship over us, the church, and over all the world. And we know that you are, for he is perfect and you are faithful. And so, Father, because of Christ, we pray that you would show mercy and grace to us, those who are weak and frail and sinful and continuing in sin. But it is not so that we ought not to continue in sin that grace may increase, but rather, Father, we pray that you would make us to put those sins to death and mortify sin within us, that we might in our lives be glorifying to you and to your praise. Father, we ask as well that you would care for our souls, that you would uplift us and comfort us in Christ, even now as we continue worshiping you and are thankful once again for public worship. We know that you love when we gather together to worship you, especially when we gather together and not forsake the assembling together of ourselves, but rather gather together and encourage one another in love and good works, all for your glory. And so make us to be faithful to be here, to be in the place where blessing is offered and presented and guaranteed when it is united with faith in our hearts. We pray that you would grant us then that faith by your Spirit and pour out your Spirit in power, that you would strengthen us by your grace. And Father, we also pray that you would work all things together for our good, and you would strengthen us, and you would be faithful to your promises, to never leave us nor forsake us. And rather that, Father, you would care for us and watch over us and protect us from evil and every evil way and those temptations that come from within our own hearts, are the lusts of our flesh, and the temptations that come from without, even Satan attacking us. Father, we pray that you would protect us and make us secure and safe in your arms, in the loving arms of our Savior Jesus Christ, and that we would bow and submit to Christ and even the Spirit of Christ, that we would not grieve or quench the Spirit, but submit to him. Father, we pray this evening for Aurora, who's been sick the last couple of days. We pray that you would strengthen her, as well as Elias, and that you would be with your people. We're thankful for those children in the womb. We're thankful that you have given children already, and they have been delivered, and they're coming about healthy. Thankful that John is healing, and we pray that you would bring them home with Philip and Julie this week, and Mark can go home as well. Father, we do pray that you would be with Michelle and Arian. Arian, especially the last month of her pregnancy, that you would grant good health and safety in the delivery when that happens. We pray for the souls of these children, that you would grant to them good health, but above all, souls that love you. And so send your Holy Spirit, even now if it would be your will, even in the earliest days or the latter days in the womb, that they would not know one more day apart from Christ. And yet we confess that even from our mother's womb, from conception, we were conceived in sin. We were born in sin. And Father, we pray that you would turn our hearts, each one, to you and forgive us of our sins. We're thankful for the great assurance that you give to us, to those who come to you and confess our sins and turn from them to Christ your Son, that you're faithful and just to forgive us of every single sin, even the sins that we have yet to commit. You are faithful and just to forgive us in Christ your Son. and pardon all our iniquity in His sacrifice on the cross. We're thankful that our guilt was crucified with Christ. The condemnation of our sin and our guilt crucified with Christ. And it is there, nailed on the cross, there to stay as Your wrath was poured out upon it. And You have been satisfied. And so, Father, we pray that You will show to us, therefore, because of Christ and His sacrifice, show to us Your grace and Your mercy continually, that we would not, that You would never cease Your covenant mercy, Your loving kindness towards us, that You would never take from us Your steadfast love and grace, but rather give it to us. Not that we deserve it, we do not, but because of Christ Your Son, grant it to us. And we know that You do for those who truly believe and who have turned from their sins to Christ Your Son. And so grant us faith in Christ and repentance of sin and sanctification, the washing of our flesh, our sin from us, that our sin would be put to death. And at the right time that You would make us perfectly holy and bring us into glory. That is what we long for. Even the reuniting with our bodies after we die, with new glorified bodies on the judgment day and the day of resurrection. Grant us these things, these promises that You've made to us, Your covenant people, in accordance with the promise of the covenant of grace in Christ Jesus, Your Son. We pray in His name. Amen.